Hey guys, good afternoon, good morning to my future listeners in diaspora, and good evening to wherever you're going to be listening from. Welcome to there's going to be hot takes and more on the Simple Podcast with Nimi. Now, don't mind that the name is long. I was thinking, I've been brainstorming, what am I going to name this podcast? Because I want to dish out hot takes, but I also want to make this podcast as simplified as possible for my fellow Gen Zs that don't follow up on the news. They just, they just see maybe the headlines and they just make a conclusion. So that's the major reason, or that's the main reason why, I'm having this podcast. So because of the dilemma I was in, I just decided to name it, the two names that were in my mind, Hot Takes and Simple Podcast. So there's going to be hot takes and more on the Simple Podcast with Nimi. Don't worry, in due time, you guys will get used to the name. Now, this podcast, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that happen on the political and legal scene. I have a legal background. Yeah, I studied law at the university, and I've always had a flair for news. So, I think during the whole, the Russia-Ukraine crisis is still on. My heart goes out to them. But, when the whole diplomatic row started, I noticed there was a lot of misinformation online. Like, a lot of persons were spewing a lot of rubbish. And I've always wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to start last year. Let me not say always wanted. It's just last year I fell in love with podcasting. And I wanted to talk about random stuff, but I figured out this is my niche. So I said, why don't I just throw my hat into this and, try to make the news as simplified as possible for everyone. News that major stuff happening like the tech world. So just like I said, we're going to be talking politics, we're going to be talking legal. I'm going to be explaining some of the things in the legal world. We Gen Z, or this Gen Z, they don't like to read. Not as if I'm not one of you guys. But I know that they have a lot of stuff going on, and they forget how these policies, by the government, and all the whole legal talk, it affects them a lot. And most times they don't know this. So what I'm going to do on this podcast is just to highlight those important parts of maybe the news within the week, and legislations and policies and regulations and all that stuff. Now, when I'm talking legislations and regulations and policy orders, just know that it's concerned with laws, but we're not going to majorly focus on law and this podcast. We're going to be talking tech. We're going to be looking at the legal side of things. Maybe we'll look at the legal side of tech. We would also look at, things happening I don't want to say majorly in politics, but just general stuff, let's say current affairs. Yes, so I'll be breaking down a lot of stuff happening in the world scene, and we're gonna be having fun, trust me, because today's own is just this is introduction. So I'm not really going to say much. I'm just going to keep it simple. But subsequent episodes, we're going to be having, we'll be having guests in the future, which I envisage. I'm going to be having celebrities come and dissect the headlines for us. Like, that's the vision for this. But for now, I'm broadcasting to you live from Ibadan. So it's just going to be me, myself, and I breaking down a whole lot of hot topics for you. Don't forget, it's still, there's going to be hot takes and more on the Simple Podcast with Nimi. I want you guys to begin to register the name. So I said we're talking politics, we're talking tech, we're talking legal. And, just the what we youngsters majorly see as the serious stuff. I'm going to try and make it very, very simple and acceptable for you guys. Before, I said simple. Okay, simple and digestible. Yes, understandable, not acceptable. Now, what's even happening today? Let's see if I can dish into some topic. Yes, today, the vice president of the country, aka BDSM. I didn't say that, but if you know what is BDSM, go and check it out. And you know, some of you might not understand why I said that, but you know, he has always said that his hands have been tied when a lot of things happened in Nigeria. Just imagine now that I decided to recall this when, oh my god. Okay, he has always said that, you know, a lot of times that his hands are tied when it comes to some certain situations, because a lot of persons had this belief that, you know, he's a professor, he's a senior advocate of Nigeria, he's very, very learned, and he's also a pastor, so they kind of like expected much from him, you know, that kind of thing. Now, you know, but it ended up being the opposite. I'm from my end, I'm guessing, you know, a vice president doesn't always have much responsibilities if the president is still up and doing. But you know, Nigerians, we demand too much of our leaders. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that's a bad thing. Even I wanted him to do much, but you know, he always said his hands were tied. I think it was only once when he was acting president, he was able to make one very, very important sack. Yes, I think he sacked the DG of SSS then, and you know that we're making jokes on Twitter. We're like, ah, his hands are not really tied, though. Blah blah blah. But you know, back to the gist, the vice president of the country, yeah, today he came out to say that, you know, he wants to vie for presidency in 2023. Now, see, there's been a lot of mixed reactions, but most of the reactions have been in the negative towards his, you know, his ambition and his aspirations. Although we've always known that, you know, he's gonna throw his hat in the ring, but you know, maybe people thought that he might just shelve it because his godfather, BAT, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the Jagaban of Lagos, also is in the race. And you know, people thought that he would shelf his ambitions, but apparently my guy has got some big ambitions. And you know, he came out today to say that he's gonna be vying for the topmost position in the country. And why am I repeating my... There's so much I want to say, but I don't want to just, you know... Because I still say that this is an introductory... This is an introduction to the podcast, so I don't want to go all out hitting and saying anything. But, you know, what do you think, like, the vice president of the country, after serving 8 years, he still wants to come back for another tenure? And one of the things that really struck us in his speech was when he said that he wants to finish what he started. Like, bro, you've been around for 8 years. You haven't finished what you started in 2015. Like, look around, sir. Look around respectfully, sir. A lot of Nigerians are way, way worse than when you guys came into power. So what else do you want to do to us? Now, I've been seeing some very, very funny takes, some very, very funny takes online. And there's a certain picture, you know, that showed the background he used for when he was declaring this morning, when the declaration video came out. And, you know, Nigerians have interpreted that very, very red background to say, ah, this is hellfire. We are actually going to see hell when this man comes back. You know, he said a lot of things. I listened to the speech and, you know, he said he's been with everyone. He's been with this. He has been there. He's been there. Okay, sir, you've actually been there with all these persons. But what did you do? Like, we are just coming 8 years fresh out of, you know, a government that lost its popularity way, way before they even had the 2019 elections. And, you know, we've all just been managing and seeing how well we can just, you know, play along, just survive before the next elections. And then you're coming now to say that you want to run for the 2023 elections. Anyway, it's all up to the primaries. But one thing I always like to tell people that is that the APC, which is the party of the vice president, are, you know, they are the party that has the incumbency. And because of that, it's not going to be easy to wrestle power away from them. Look at what the how the PDP, you know, held power for so many years in Nigeria. I think 16 years or so. So it's not just easy. You need a vibrant, you know, opposition, and that opposition should come with like very, very huge prospects. Because trust me, there are lots of persons that, you know, think that they can, you know, and wrestle power away from the APC, but, you know, because their acts are not together, you know, even the PDP, I'm sorry to say, haven't gotten their act together. They are not together. That's just the thing. They are not together. Everyone is doing their thing. Wike is here. The other people are here going to court. Like, there's so much that's happening, you know, that's making the PDP lose its vibrancy as an opposition. And trust me, all the other third force parties cannot compare to, you know, the big parties like the APC and PDP. At the end of the day, these elections are solely going to be between the APC and the PDP. And the APC being the party of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who's thrown his hat in the race, the vice president, Yemi Osibanjo, and even the governor of my state, Governor Yahaya Bello, which is coming on the mandate of Not Too Young to run bail, even though he's way older than Not Too Young to run bail, but, you know, he's trying to galvanize it. And, you know, with all these key persons being in the APC, I really, really feel it's going to be hard to wrestle power away from them. Although the PDP has some strong candidates like Peter Obi. I heard Atiku Abubakar also wants to throw his hat in the race, so in the ring. And, you know, just a whole lot is going on. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be between the APC and the PDP. Now, there have been a whole lot of hot takes on Twitter. A lot of persons are cancelling Yemi Osibanjo. They are also cancelling Peter Obi. They'll cancel Atiku. There's also one guy from, I can't really recall the name of his party, but I know his name, Chukwuka Monye. And, you know, they will also cancel him and say, you know, he doesn't have enough supporters, he doesn't have enough fans. And one thing I always ask people, when you cancel everybody, who are we going to vote for? Some of them don't even have their PVCs, and that's the most painful thing. My own PVC is in my wallet, and I already know that, okay, if it boils down, it's always going to boil down to APC and PDP. I already know that, okay, if it's one of these persons, this is who I'm going to vote for, like, for real. Oh, yeah, I just remembered now, I think Sarah Kitu is also gunning for the ticket in the PDP. So we have a lot of very, very interesting parties in these elections. And as time goes by, I'll be updating you guys on everything that's sopping in the world of politics. And, you know, as the 2023 elections draw near, trust me, I'll be in you guys' ears maybe Mondays and Fridays, or maybe on Monday, so that you just start your week with the recap of all the news and everything that's been happening, and very, very quickly. So, and even some key things that you guys will not know. But today I just focused mainly on politics. Maybe the next time I'm gonna be here, I'll talk about I will talk about tech and talk about a whole lot of other things. You know, all these companies doing stuff, the whole money. But you know, when you see all those big figures, NNPC these figures, you know, we'll also be talking about that. But you know, today I just focused on the presidential, the vice president's, you know, declaration. So guys, I'm guessing that'll be all we can talk about today. Yes, my dream or my vision is to keep the podcast as short as possible, so between 15 to 20 minutes. I don't want to ramble and talk. Let me not lie, I don't have much to say. So I don't want to ramble and talk. But you know, I'll be back Mondays and maybe Fridays. Maybe I'm still saying it maybe, but Mondays and maybe Fridays we'll be talking and, you know, I'll be talking a whole lot about all these things that are happening and the scenes. Do you remember? There are going to be hot takes and more on the Simple Podcast with Nimi. I beg, nobody should roast me. This is my first time. So, you know, if I did good or if I did bad, you know, I just had to freestyle because my cousin, you know, she's been bugging me. You know, when are you going to record your first episode? You know, I just had to freestyle. I didn't even plan that I was going to do this today. But, you know, I just said, you know, it has to come out. So thank you, guys. I still remain our journey me. Nimi for short, most people call me Nimi. It has been fun just talking about what's happening on the political scene. Do remember, it's still the hot takes. There are gonna be hot takes and more on the Simple Podcast. I'll be dishing out the links, and maybe I think you guys can subscribe. Okay, goodbye, guys.